Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're the place you come to really get under the skin of the source material, fast-tracking you to, well, understanding what's actually going on.
Yeah, and today we are going deep, like really deep.
We've got our hands on what's essentially the instruction manual, the blueprint, for a pretty sophisticated AI tutor. We're not just looking at the chat window today.
No, definitely not. We're digging into the internal architecture, the hidden notes it writes to itself, the rules it has to follow, the clever prompt engineering tricks, basically the code behind the conversation.
Think of it like we're popping the hood on this teaching machine. We want to see exactly how it keeps track of everything, how it stays coherent, and maybe most importantly, how it manages to deliver genuinely good educational content without, you know, the usual chatbot weirdness.
That's the core mission today, right? Decoding this AI tutor's hidden manual. We're aiming to map out its operational flow step by step.
Exactly. And we're going to focus particularly on those structured plans it builds and the really advanced techniques, things like state management, self-assessment tools, stuff that guides your learning over multiple turns.
And honestly, understanding this hidden process is super valuable for you as a learner.
How so?
Well, if you know the kind of rigorous planning that's happening behind the curtain, you stop seeing it as just some kind of magic trick.
Right. You see the engineering.
Precisely. You see why the tutoring feels structured, why it makes sense, why it actually works. It reveals the meticulous design that makes it effective.
Okay. Let's start pulling this apart. The architecture. The source material talks about the AI's core identity, its persona and mandate. What's this tutor supposed to be?
So it's designed to be, well, the ideal study buddy, basically. Friendly, super accurate with facts, and really encouraging. That's the baseline.
But there's more to it than just being friendly.
Oh, yeah. The key thing is its expertise. The source explicitly says it's an expert in learning sciences.
Ah, okay. Not just a subject matter expert, but an expert in how to teach.
Exactly. Its main job, its mandate, is to teach efficiently and effectively, but also make it kind of fun. And, crucially, it has to adapt, not just the topic, but adapt to you, the individual user, your pace, your style.
So it's not just dumping information like Wikipedia. It's actually applying pedagogical principles.
That's the idea. And that kicks in right away with something called initial triage.
Triage. Was it triaging?
Your request, basically. The very first thing it does is try to figure out your goal. Are you saying, hey, teach me quantum physics from scratch? That's a learning plan goal.
Okay.
Or are you saying, can you help me with question 5 on my math homework? That's a homework help goal. That first guess it makes flips a switch and sends it down one of two very different, very structured paths.
Gotcha. So it decides, are we building knowledge or are we solving a specific problem?
Right. But before it commits to either of those big paths, there are these overarching rules. The source calls them universal pedagogical rules. Think of them as like the constitution for this AI tutor.
The fundamental laws it can't break.
Exactly. And they're designed to prevent common AI pitfalls. Rule 1 is super important. All content must be brief, simple, and logical.
Why so strict on brevity?
It's all about cognitive load.
Yeah.
They want to avoid overwhelming you. No massive, dense blocks of text that just make your brain shut down. Short, digestible chunks.
Makes sense. And you mentioned adaptation earlier. That's baked into these rules, too.
Absolutely mandatory. The AI has to constantly adjust based on how you're doing. Is the user getting it? Are they bored? Confused? It needs to notice that and maybe switch up its approach, use a different analogy, or slow down.
So it's reading the room, so to speak.
Kind of, yeah. And there's more required stuff, too. Every explanation must include encouragement. It needs to try and connect the topic to your life or interests somehow.
Make it relevant.
Yeah, remind you why this thing you're learning is actually important. And this is really interesting. It's required to recommend metacognitive strategies.
Metacognitive.
Yeah.
You mean strategies for thinking about your thinking, learning how to learn?
Precisely. It's not just teaching you the what. It's supposed to coach you on the how.
Okay, that's pretty advanced. What kind of strategies are we talking about? Give me an example.
It could be things like suggesting you try active recall, like turning your notes into questions later. Or maybe recommending spaced repetition. Hey, remember we talked about mitochondria yesterday? Let's quickly revisit that.
Or the Feynman technique, explaining it simply.
Exactly. Explain it like you're teaching it to a 5-year-old. It's embedding study skills into the lesson. It's a subject tutor and a study coach rolled into one.
That definitely makes the learning stickier. And there was one more rule, something about assessment.
Oh, yeah, a crucial one. After every single little explanation of a subtopic, it must offer some kind of check-in, a quick quiz question or a learning activity.
Every single time. Wow.
Yep. It forces you to engage immediately. No passive listening allowed. It's constantly checking.
No.
Did that land? Do you actually get it before we move on? Active recall baked right in.
Okay, so those are the guiding principles. What about the guardrails, the boundary conditions? What will this tutor absolutely not do?
Right, the forbidden zones. Well, there's the standard safety stuff you'd expect. No hate speech, harassment, definitely no medical advice, nothing dangerous. That's table stakes.
Sure.
But the interesting part is the specific academic focus. It has strict limits on non-academic topics.
Like what? What's off limits?
The source is very clear. It explicitly states it cannot help with language learning, which is kind of surprising, but okay.
No Duolingo competitor here.
Nope. And it also won't handle general life stuff. Planning your vacation? Nope. Helping you write code for your job? No. Asking for advice on buying a new laptop? Definitely not.
So if you try to steer it that way, hey, AI tutor, help me plan my trip to Rome, what happens?
It has a strict protocol. It has to be polite, but totally firm. It'll say something like, oh, Rome sounds amazing, but my expertise is really focused on academic subjects and learning. How about we dive into the history of the Roman Empire instead?
The instant redirect back to academics.
Exactly. It reminds you what it's for tutoring, learning, and immediately pivots back. It's designed to be very difficult, maybe impossible, to pull into just, you know, general chit-chat or off-topic tasks. It stays laser-focused on education.
All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of the main flows. Path one, the learning plan. This kicks in when that initial triage decides you want to be taught something complex. Let's use the example from the source. Teach me the theory of relativity. What's the very first thing you, the user, actually see?
Okay, step one is what they call the initial hook and summary. Even though the AI knows it's about to launch into this potentially long, multi-part lesson.
Like a mini course.
Exactly. It first has to give you a very short, concise answer to your immediate question, maybe 5 lines summarizing the core idea of relativity.
Why do that first? Why not just jump into the plan?
It does 2 things. One, it gives you something right away, satisfies that initial curiosity. 2, it buys the AI a crucial few milliseconds to do the really heavy lifting in the background, which is step 2.
And step 2 is where the serious prompt engineering happens. This is the hidden plan, the tutor plan self-note.
This is the magic right here, or rather the engineering. The AI takes your big goal relativity and instantly breaks it down into logical subtopics. It builds a detailed, step-by-step lesson plan for itself.
And this plan isn't just a list, it has a specific format requirement.
It must be structured as YAML. And crucially, this entire YAML plan is wrapped inside special XML tags, specifically self-note type, feature plan type.
Whoa, hang on. YAML. That's like for configuration files, right? Structured data. Why force a creative AI to write in YAML?
Structure. Discipline. It forces the AI to think in a clear, hierarchical way. YAML is machine-readable, easy for the AI to parse later. It prevents the kind of rambling, unstructured output you sometimes get from language models. It's about imposing order on the chaos.
Okay, I get the structure part. And the XML tags.
Yep.
Self-note. What's that for?
That's the invisibility cloak. The AI is programmed to treat anything inside self-note tags as purely internal thought, stuff it should never show to the user. So the XML hides the plan, and the YAML inside organizes it.
Clever. So could you give us a peek? If we could see inside that hidden note for relativity, what might that YAML look like?
Okay, imagine peeling back the curtain. The YAML inside the self-note might look something like this. YAML.step, intro to special relativity, .substeps.concept. What are reference frames? That instruction. Use the classic train example, visualneeded.concept. The two big postulates, dot instruction. Explain why light speed constancy was revolutionary, dot step, weird consequences, part one. Time, dot substeps, dot concept. Time dilation explained, dot instruction. Must use a diagram. Link to GPS accuracy, real world, dot concept. The twin paradox idea, instruction and activity idea, simple debate format.
Wow. Okay, so you've got the main step, like a chapter title, and then the specific substeps within it.
Yep. And notice the instruction field within the substeps. It's not just what to teach, but how. Use a train analogy, mandatory diagram, connect to GPS. It's embedding pedagogical best practices directly into the plan, trying to keep that cognitive load low.
And the secrecy aspect. The user never sees this complex YAML structure.
Never. That's critical. It would be totally overwhelming and confusing for the learner. The AI keeps this detailed roadmap hidden, maintaining its own long-term context. All you see is a friendly summary, like, okay, great question. To cover relativity, we'll look at reference frames, then the main postulates, and then some cool effects on time and space. Sound good?
So it just gives you the chapter headings, essentially.
Pretty much. It gets your buy-in to the high-level plan without revealing the complex machinery underneath.
Okay, that sets up the whole lesson. But the big challenge with any AI over multiple turns is, well, remembering what you talked about 5 minutes ago. How does it stick to this hitting plan? How does it maintain coherence?
Step three. This is probably the most sophisticated bit of prompt engineering in the whole system. State management. It uses something called the tutor plan state thought.
Another hidden thought.
Another hidden thought, also in YAML, also inside XML tags. And this one is mandatory on every single turn after the first one.
Every turn. It has to write a status update to itself every time it replies. That sounds intensive.
It is intensive, but it's the absolute guarantee against context loss. You know how chatbots sometimes just forget the goal halfway through or ask the same question again?
All the time.
This prevents that. Before the AI formulates its response to you, it must first generate this tutor plan state thought, essentially forcing it to check its notes.
What's in this state note? What's it tracking?
It's like the AI's internal progress log. It has to track two main things. Covered so far, a list of all the sub-steps from the original plan that have been successfully completed.
Okay, like checking boxes on the syllabus.
Exactly. And second, next to discuss. This specifies the very next sub-step it should tackle according to the plan. It might even include a rationale field, like an internal note saying, user seems ready for time dilation now based on quiz performance.
This is fascinating. So for you, the learner, this hidden state management is the invisible hand ensuring the conversation stays on track.
Absolutely. It stops the AI from jumping ahead, going in circles, or just completely losing the plot. It guarantees adherence to that original plan, even if the lesson takes, 20 or 30 back and forths. It's crucial for handling complex topics coherently.
Okay, so the plan is set. The state is being tracked. Step four is execution. The AI starts walking through the plan one sub-step at a time.
Right. Delivering those brief explanations, using analogies, maybe throwing in a fun fact or a joke as planned, keeping it light, keeping the cognitive load low.
And adhering to the instructions in the plan, like using images.
Definitely. If that hidden tutor plan said, mandatory diagram for time dilation, the AI absolutely has to try and generate or display that visual. It's not just a suggestion. It's part of the required flow.
And then we hit those mandatory check-ins again, the assessment activities after each chunk. You mentioned variety earlier.
Yeah, it's not just multiple choice questions. The source mentions things like prompting a respectful debate on the topic's implications, or maybe role-playing. Imagine you're explaining this to Einstein. What would you say?
Huh.
Or riddles where the concept is the answer. Scenario-based quizzes that force you to apply the knowledge, not just recall it. It's about making the assessment active and engaging, testing real understanding.
So step five is handling the feedback from those activities and deciding what's next. How does it handle wrong answers? This seems critical.
Very critical. And the protocol is strict. If you get it wrong, the AI first gives you specific feedback on the error, not generic, but pointing out where the mistake likely is. Then it gives you a helpful hint. And here's the key part. It then asks you to try answering the question again.
It doesn't just give you the answer.
Absolutely not. That's forbidden in this step. The core idea is nudging you towards self-correction. You have to figure it out. Only when you demonstrate understanding, maybe on the second try, does the AI celebrate, explain why it's right, update the covered so far list in its hidden state note, and then finally move to the next sub-step in the plan.
Makes sense. Mastery through effort. Okay, so eventually you get through all the sub-steps. Step six, session conclusion.
Right. Once the AI checks its state note, sees all the planned objectives undercovered so far are done, it wraps things up. It might offer a quick summary of everything you covered, or maybe a short final quiz, the source says, up to three questions, one at a time.
A final check.
Yeah. And then it gives you a final summary assessing how you did overall and confirming that, yes, you successfully achieved the learning goal you started with. Mission accomplished. Okay, that learning plan flow is all about building knowledge coherently. Now, what about the practice loop? This kicks in when you explicitly say, I want to practice this topic, or maybe after finishing a learning plan. It sounds like it's all about assessment quality.
Totally. If the learning plan is about structure, the practice loop is about accuracy and avoiding fake enthusiasm. It's about making sure the feedback is genuinely useful and rigorously correct.
And the key to this is establishing what the source calls the gold standard right at the start. the tutor so lose self note.
Exactly. This is another mandatory hidden note. When the AI generates a practice question for you, in that same turn, before you even see the question, it must also generate a hidden tutor solu note.
And tutor solu contains?
The step-by-step, absolutely correct solution to the question it just asked. It's the internal answer key, the ground truth.
That's brilliant. So the AI locks in the correct answer before you respond. It can't change its mind or get confused later.
Precisely. It creates an immutable reference point for assessment. There's no room for ambiguity later on. It knows exactly what the right answer is because it just wrote it down for itself.
Okay, so it has the question and the secret answer key.
Yeah.
You give your answer. What happens next? The assessment engine, the tutor assessment thought.
Yes, and the timing here is crucial. The very first thing the AI does when it receives your answer is compare it rigorously against that hidden tutor solu note.
Before it even thinks about what to say back to you.
Yes. Before formulating its conversational response, it must perform this comparison and log the results in another hidden XML thought tutor assessment.
So the internal sequence is 1, get user answer. 2, retrieve hidden tutor solu. 3, compare answer to solution. 4, write detailed tutor assessment note listing corrects and incorrects. 5, then figure out the friendly response.
You got it. And that internal assessment note has to be specific. It can't just say mostly right. It must clearly list exactly what parts of the user's answer were correct and what parts were incorrect, based directly on the comparison with the gold standard tutor solu. Precision is enforced.
All this internal machinery.
Yeah.
The tutor soli, the tutor assessment. It all feeds into this non-sycophantic feedback protocol.
That's quite a name. What does it mean in practice?
It means the AI is explicitly forbidden from being a suck-up.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, that's the core idea. Mm-hmm. Unconstrained language models often default to just being agreeable and giving vague, overly positive praise. Great job, you're doing fantastic. Even if the answer was totally wrong.
Yeah, that's not helpful.
Exactly. This protocol forces the AI to give real, constructive, educationally sound feedback. It prioritizes accuracy and learning over just being nice. It follows a strict four-part structure.
Okay, let's break down those four parts. Imagine I just tried a practice physics problem. I got the setup right, but messed up the final calculation. How does the AI respond using this protocol? Part one, genuine and specific positive reinforcement. It must acknowledge what you did right. But, and this is emphasized, do not be sycophantic. No generic fluff. It has to be specific. So it might say, excellent work setting up the FME equation. You clearly identified the right principle to use here.
Okay, acknowledges the correct part specifically. Part two,
clear identification of areas for improvement. Now it points out the mistake directly informed by that hidden tutor assessment it just wrote. It would say something like, it looks like the error occurred during the final multiplication step. Let's double check that calculation. It's clear, focused on the specific error, not vague.
Got it. Targeted feedback, part three.
Step-by-step nudging, not full solutions. This reinforces the rule from the learning plan. Do not reveal the entire correct solution. It has to guide you. So it might say, can you walk me through how you calculated that final number? Maybe recheck the units. It nudges you to find the mistake yourself.
Making you do the work. And the final part, part 4.
Part 4, implicit reference. This isn't something it says, but it's a rule about how it generates the feedback. All the feedback it gives in parts 1, 2, and 3 must be directly based on the comparison it just did between your answer and the hidden tutor solu, as logged in the tutor assessment.
So the hidden notes ensure the feedback is accurate and relevant to the actual mistake.
Exactly. The whole loop, generate solution, assess against solution, gives structured, non-sycophantic feedback based on assessment, guarantees the feedback is precise, constructive, and actually helps you learn. It's quality control for assessment.
Okay, final major path, homework help. This is triggered when you come in with a specific problem from an assignment. This sounds tricky. How does it help without just doing the homework for you?
Right, pedagogical integrity is key here. It can't just become a cheat machine. So this path actually has another layer of internal triage. It splits homework requests into 3 different subpaths depending on the type of question.
Makes sense. What's the first simplest path?
Path 1. Simple factual questions. If you ask something straightforward like, what year was the Battle of Hastings? Or, you know, what's the capital of Texas?
Okay.
It just gives you the brief factual answer, Austin. But then crucially, it immediately follows up by offering to go deeper. Want to learn more about the history of Texas capitals? We could start a learning plan. It always tries to pivot back towards actual teaching.
Always upselling the learning, huh?
Pretty much. Path 2 is for non-math conceptual questions, things that need a bit more thought or argument. The example used is, what are the similarities between democracy and socialism?
Okay, requires synthesis, not just a fact. How does it handle that?
This is where the anti-cheating logic really kicks in. It will give you a brief insight, maybe point out one similarity or one difference to get you started, but it absolutely does not give the full answer or structure the whole comparison for you.
It holds back.
It holds back.
Right.
And then it asks, this is a great question, would you like to work through structuring your comparison using a learning plan? It pushes you towards learning the process of answering, not just getting the answer itself.
What if you say no? Look, I just need the answer for my homework due in an hour.
The protocol accounts for that. If you explicitly reject the offer to learn and just want the answer, then it will provide the full, detailed answer, but only as a fallback. The preference is always to guide you through it. After giving the answer, it'll still ask if you have questions about why that's the answer, still trying to teach.
Persistent. Okay, path three. Multi-step math problems. Algebra, calculus, chemistry calculations.
Yeah.
The stuff where just giving the final answer is useless.
Exactly. The subpath is the most structured. Let's say you give it an equation. Solve for x, 2x plus 7 equals 15.
Okay.
The AI's initial response is strictly limited. It gives you only the very first step of the solution. It'll say, okay, the first step here is to isolate the term with x. You should subtract 7 from both sides. That leaves you with 2x equals 8. And it stops right there.
Just the first move.
Just the first move. Then it asks the crucial question. Do you want to solve the rest of this step by step with my help?
Huh. Setting up the choice. Guided mode versus unguided mode. What happens in guided mode?
If you say yes, guide me. Then it proceeds one step at a time. It'll prompt you for the next step. Okay, now you have 2x equals 8. What do you need to do next to find x? It waits for your input. If you're right, great. If you're wrong, it nudges you like in the practice loop. It facilitates you solving it step by step until you reach the final answer. You do the work.
Okay, that sounds genuinely helpful for learning the process. What if you say no to guided help? Unguided mode.
If you decline the step-by-step help, then, similar to the conceptual questions, it provides the full, detailed step-by-step solution right away. Again, it provides the support if you insist, but the system wants you to choose the guided path.
And I really like this next part. After the problem is solved, guided or unguided, it doesn't just stop. There's a practice loop built in here, too.
Yes. This is fantastic for reinforcing the skill. Once you've solved the initial homework problem, the AI immediately offers you a similar practice problem.
Tailored difficulty.
Yep. It adjusts the difficulty based on how you did on the homework problem. If you struggled, the practice one might be a bit simpler. If you breezed through it, it might make the practice problem slightly harder.
And this loop can continue.
As long as you want. You can do several practice problems, each one adjusting slightly until you feel confident. It turns homework help into a mini practice session, really consolidating the learning.
That's much better than just getting the answer and moving on.
Oh.
And then, like the other PABs, the homework help session ends with a summary.
Right. A quick wrap-up of what you covered, how you did on the practice problems, and confirming you met your goal of solving the homework and, hopefully, understanding the method.
Okay, let's take a step back. We've walked through the persona, the rules, the learning plan, the practice loop, the homework help paths. What we've described isn't just a chatbot. It's, well, it's something much more engineered.
Absolutely. This isn't a casual conversation. It's a carefully choreographed, state-managed process. The source material makes it clear that achieving reliable, effective tutoring with an AI requires this incredible level of internal structure and constraint.
All those hidden components, the YAML plans, the XML self-notes, the constant self-assessment, they're like the AI's internal checks and balances.
They are its rigorous internal accountability system. Without them, it would likely drift, forget, hallucinate, all the things we see standard LLMs do. These hidden mechanics are what make it trustworthy as a tutor.
Let's quickly recap those key prompt engineering techniques that make this work, the ones that really tackle the weaknesses of basic language models. First, that constant state tracking.
Yeah, the mandatory tutor plan state thought written in YAML every single turn. That's the long-term memory. It forces the AI to remember covered so far and know the next discuss. It computationally prevents context loss and keeps the lesson coherent, even over dozens of turns. No more forgetting the objective.
Second, the idea of ground truth creation.
That's the tutor salu self-note for practice problems, generating the correct answer before the student responds. It creates that immutable gold standard, guaranteeing that the assessment and feedback are anchored in fact, not just the AI's potentially shifting interpretation. It ensures objective accuracy.
And third, that strict feedback constraint.
Right. The tutor assessment thought, coupled with the explicit do not be sycophantic rule and the four-part feedback structure. This forces the AI to behave like a real teacher, identifying specific errors, nudging towards correction, and offering genuine earned praise rather than just being passively agreeable. It prioritizes pedagogical effectiveness over just, you know, being liked.
It's fascinating that the quality of the user experience, the feeling of being taught effectively, seems directly tied to these invisible, highly structured internal processes. The YAML, the XML, right. It's like the scaffolding holding the whole thing up.
It is the scaffolding, and these constraints were put there very deliberately to counteract the known failure modes of LLMs in complex multi-turn tasks. They exist to prevent the AI from forgetting, rambling, or giving uselessly generic feedback things that would completely undermine the learning process.
So reflecting on all this complexity, the layers of hidden notes, the state tracking, the rigid protocols, what does this tell you, the listener, about the challenge of using AI for serious educational tasks?
Well, I think it tells us that effective AI tutoring isn't easy. It's not just about having a powerful language model. Look at how much intricate engineering, the YAML plans, the XML notes, the state management, the self-correction loops is needed just to keep the conversation on track and ensure the feedback is meaningful and accurate.
It suggests that just letting a standard, unconstrained LLM loose on a student might not be very effective or even reliable for complex learning.
Probably not. This detailed instruction manual, this hidden architecture, acts as the AI's essential internal discipline. It's the system that forces accountability, coherence, and pedagogical rigor turn after turn. Without that kind of engineered constraint, the task seems incredibly difficult.
A really amazing glimpse inside the workings of an advanced AI tutor. It shows that true educational effectiveness requires some seriously sophisticated and often hidden engineering.
Indeed. It's not magic. It's meticulous design.
That's all we have time for on this deep dive. We hope peeling back the layers of this AI tuner's manual gives you a much clearer picture of the thought and structure that goes into high-quality AI-powered learning. Thanks for joining us.